As the Gaza Strip still strives under total blockade since 2007, the United Nations country team in Palestine issued a report earlier this week observing the various development indicators in Gaza and their projections for 8 years. It came up with the conclusion that the besieged enclave will not be livable by the year 2020.
Well, I think the main thing was that really the UN country team as a whole wanted to draw attention to the conditions in Gaza now, but also looking forward, you know, what is it going to look like in 8 years from now in 2020? And some of the stuff that really stands out primarily, I think, is first the water situation, that the aquifer that provides the water to Gaza, 90% of the water is already undrinkable. And we're looking at the aquifer being effectively unusable 4 years from now and having irreversible damage by 2020.
The UN report calls for urgent actions to lift the siege and allow water desalination equipment into Gaza so this catastrophe could be mitigated. The report also touched on various issues threatening Gaza, like electricity, health, education, housing, and economic growth. In addition to expecting a slow economic growth, the report indicated that about 440 additional schools will be needed in 2020, as well as various health assets like 800 hospital beds, 1,000 doctors and 2,000 nurses, which in turn requires building more hospitals.
With the natural growth of the population in Gaza, we will need to build more hospitals and provide all the needed medical supplies to run them. We have been successful in coping with the limited resources we have. But in case this inhumane and immoral siege continues, a catastrophe seems inevitable by 2020.
In 2020, according to the report, the population will increase from 1.6 million today to 2.1 million people, resulting in a density of more than 5,800 people per square kilometer. Additionally, 44% of families in Gaza suffer from food insecurity, and this figure is expected to rise.
This report represents an outcry to the international community to put more efforts for lifting the unjust Israeli blockade over Gaza. If the siege remains longer, there will be disastrous humanitarian crisis on various levels. Urgent actions are needed to open the borders and allow development projects to kick off before it's too late.
As local and international organizations try their best to prevent the catastrophe from happening, Israel is showing no remorse for Palestinians and seems to be unwilling to lift the blockade. As the United Nations calls for remedial action on the ground to boost the living condition of Gazans in the coming years, the Israeli siege remains intact, hindering any hopes for Palestinians. And the question now is, would this UN report find good ears? Mazen Naim, Press TV, Gaza.